food is so key with what you're putting in for raising your vibration and moving your vibration up. If you're eating healthy foods that work in accordance with your body, and everybody's body is different. So, you know, somebody can eat one thing and they'll be fine on it, but somebody else, they're not going to do well on that. So you need to fine tune what it is that you put in your body and listen to the signs that it's telling you. I also just wanted to, it was having me think of living in a toxic environment. I was married for 27 years, and that marriage wound up being very toxic for me, living in that environment through the emotional, mental process of that. And I wound up getting very sick, living in a toxic environment, and wound up having breast cancer and double mastectomy. And I have removed myself from that toxic environment. And it was interesting, tonight I was out with my children and they said, gee, Mom, you haven't been sick in a really long while. You've been really healthy. And I thought, isn't that interesting that my kids have noticed, you know, I'm out of that toxic environment, that toxic marriage, and I'm in a very healthy environment, living space right now. And it obviously totally relates to everything we're talking about.
I just want to acknowledge your courage, Holly, and your strength in moving forward. You know, sometimes even when a relationship is toxic or a situation in our life that we're accustomed to is toxic, it's still hard to make that change and step out of what we're used to and comfortable with. How did you find the strength and courage after that long of a time to make a move?
Because I had breast cancer, which was my greatest fear in life, I sat and recuperated from having a double mastectomy, and I realized that my whole life was flashing before me with all the choices and decisions I've made. And I realized that this marriage was making me sick, and the only way for me to be healthy was to get out of this marriage. And I started taking the steps to do that, and it was not an easy journey. And I learned a lot and grew a lot, but I knew it was either do or die. And
literally.
Literally, do or die. So it was the flight or fight mode, and I had stayed in, you know, fight for so long that I had to fly. I had to get out, or I would not be here.
Wow. Holly, thank you for such a personal and inspiring sharing. I want to come back to that in just a moment. We're going to have a word from our sponsor, which is actually our listeners. And so we're just going to take a break. And listeners, when we come back, we're going to be hearing more from Holly about her life changes, how she had the strength to move out of a toxic relationship into something healthier, and how she's had the strength to move from a relatively more toxic diet to a healthier one and getting changes on all levels from that. Thanks, Holly, and we'll be back in a moment. This is WGIV 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, and TuneIn.com. We're back with Holly, who's giving an amazing sharing today about what's been happening in her life as she's been cleaning out the toxins on every level. Would you say, Holly?
Absolutely.
So, Holly, I really wanted to point out that I think I heard you say that you had breast cancer, which had been your greatest fear in life. Now, can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. There is a saying that when you dwell upon something being a fear, you're always thinking about it. And because I always feared it, it's something that I was always drawing to me because it was always in my mind. And I wound up creating that in my life. And it just goes by what your thoughts, where your thoughts are, whatever you're thinking about, whether you're trying to resist something or push something away, you're actually drawing that to you because you're always thinking about it.
Can I just acknowledge your courage for saying that, Holly? I mean, just for taking self-responsibility and saying, you know, without blaming yourself, but saying, I realize that I have the power to create and what I focus on comes to me. And so I focused on cancer and it came to me. I mean, that it takes a lot to say that, you know, it's easier to hold, to stay stuck in our victimhood consciousness, but we never step into the power of being in the driver's seat until we're willing to say what you've just said. I focused on what I didn't want, and so it came to me, because we attract what we focus on. That's so powerful.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's with everything in our life, whatever you're focusing on, good or bad. It's wherever there's a saying, where attention goes, energy flows.
Yes.
And that's exactly what was happening. I was putting attention to something I didn't want, but the energy was flowing to it, and it got created in my life.
Wow.
So, and I have to say, it's been one of my greatest teachers. I have learned so much about myself, about life, going through that journey. And I can definitely look at it, and is it something I would change? No, not at all, because it has brought me to such a place of gratitude and thankfulness for everything that I have right now, where I am in my life.
That's so powerful and profound. And now that you've had your breakthrough with your realizations of it sounds like you've moved to a higher level intention of what you're putting in your mouth and where you're placing your thoughts, Holly. What's the difference? How is life looking now versus how it was before when you were holding the stinking thinking and focusing on what you were afraid of? And when you were eating a less healthy diet than the plan, which has helped you find out exactly what works in harmony with your current energetic status, what's different now?
I would say by eating in accordance with my body, what works with my body and how my body reacts to food, I am much more in tune with my body, and it's raised my vibration up to that heart space where I'm just living in my heart. And there's just peace and constant knowing that everything in my life will work out. I don't have to mentally think about, you know, things. I just mentally am focusing on the things I want to attract to my life, which are positive, healthy things. And I was also telling you the other day that I imagine every morning and every night before I wake up and get out of bed and before I go to sleep, I imagine myself that I'm in a river. And my river is as wide and deep as I can imagine. And the river, when I first started, I was standing in the river up to my ankles, and I was getting crashed on, and it was rapids, and I was clinging. And I finally, you know, as I was doing this visualization, I just laid on my back and started floating down the river. Well, my river got as wide as the Colorado and as deep as the Colorado, and all my hopes and dreams and things I wanted in my life were down at the end of the river. And the more I keep doing this, now my river has almost become an ocean. And I'm laying on my back, and everything that I, you know, want to manifest in my life was then underneath me in this river. And just recently, my body is absorbing everything that I want to manifest. And it's just coming into my being. And I with that, there was just such a sense of peace that everything will manifest and come into my life because I am now one with it.
That is so beautiful. What a powerful visualization of everything you have, everything that your heart desires and that your soul wants for you is coming to you through that river. And we talk about the river of well-being, that constant flowing stream of well-being coming to us. And Holly, it sounds like you've just opened yourself up to receive every good gift from that. Now tell me, is that showing up in your physical 3D circumstances yet? Or should we say transitioning to 5D, but you know, in your physical reality, are you noticing? I heard you say something about miracles in the real estate transactions, that things were happening that were very unusual. Are there any other things that you've noticed tangibly since you've had these shifts take place?
Just real estate, you know, with real estate, I can definitely say I had a deal where it's been a complete miracle that this deal has gone through and happened. I mean, it should have never happened, but I just had complete and utter faith and trust that it would go through. And it is. And it is a miracle on every level. And it's still a miracle because it's still not done yet. But every week we keep seeing more miracles happen for this deal. And it's just a testament to everybody that's working on this that it is amazing that this is happening. Mm. And it's just because I've held the intention the entire time that it would go through. And there were blocks, and miracles have happened the entire process. And it's just been the most amazing thing watching this happen. And during this entire process, it has just pushed me even greater to be in my heart space and just not worry about, you know, is this going to happen and, you know, be up fretting about it. I have just stayed calm, cool, collected, and been in my heart and just know that this is the right thing and it will happen. And I've just watched miracle after miracle unfold every week, putting this whole deal together. And it's been very, for me, very humbling to be part of that, just knowing that it's being orchestrated by a higher force. And there's things behind the scenes that are going on that we just don't even know, but definitely Spirit has a hand in this because it should have never happened.
How amazing. That's beautiful. And what occurs to me as you tell the story, Holly, is that as the Holy Spirit is bringing through, it sounds like you've kind of opened yourself for more of the miracles to show up in your life, those what we call miracles, which is really just normal, but you've really stepped into manifesting at a high level. But what you are manifesting for you is also, it sounds like, manifesting someone else's life dream as well, as you help this man to access his dream home. So that's the beauty of it, is that you're not only just working in solo, but your own life dream showing up is also helping someone else's life dream show up as well. And there's that kind of communal blessing that seems to be happening all the time. And it just seems natural because of this oneness essence that's awakening, that the walls between us are coming down, and you're manifesting not just for you, but for someone else at the same time.
Well, in this case, in his situation, it has been a community has come together to help him get his mortgage and get this house for he and his mother. And that has been so profound, seeing not just me work, you know, to have this happen. All the other people involved in this are working just as diligently, and they just, it's just been amazing because he truly has had angels show up and help him and assisting to have this happen for him.
That's so beautiful.
It's all about community. We're not just, you know, on our own little island doing our own thing. It's when you go out and you help other people to become, you know, successful or get their dream or, you know, make something happen. That's when I feel more abundance and magic comes even into your life, more manifestation happens because you then are helping everybody, and it's everybody coming together helping.
Isn't that gorgeous?
That is beautiful.
And then we're winning on all levels. You know, we're receiving the gifts of life and of the Holy Spirit on every level. Holly, thank you so much for joining us today. And again, listeners, the book that Holly was speaking of was called The Plan. And the dietary recommendations in that book have helped her to have these amazing breakthroughs and put her into, Holly, would you call it the God zone?
Yes, definitely.
I know I'm putting words in your mouth, but I heard you say that before. I heard you say that before when we were, you know, talking about it originally. And listeners, as Holly is speaking about the coming together of community and people showing up like angels, at this next break, I'm going to share with you about the angels in this listenership community where we have angels actually bringing and giving in the same way to support this radio show and to help this community to stay together and to continue connecting like we are. Blessings to you, Holly, and blessings to you, listeners. We're just going to take another break.
Just notice as we move further into these new energies, it's showing up all the time. And the support for your own life will come from unexpected places, and from many unexpected places, it'll just show up because community is what's here now. That is the divine essence of God, of oneness, of love. And even the joining together of those non-physical beings that are here to support us. Thank you again to all of our angels who are helping to support this show. And again, if you take a look on Bridge Holistic Healing on the contribution page, you'll see what countries are all a part of the financial support community here. And check into your heart and see if you are divinely guided to be a part of that. Only if it is your calling, we ask you to join us and be one of the angels. Now, speaking of meeting with the non-physical beings, we are ready now to bring in a blessed transmission from Judy Satori, who is also carrying forward in alignment with our conversation now, which is about creating your new life on a new earth. Judy is now going to bring in conversation from spirit and an energetic coding. A coding that you can experience that's going to actually help you more easily connect with your highest purpose, which is going to lead to connecting with your highest manifestation of your divine life. Let's bring in Judy now.
Just sit in peace and meditation. And create mental snapshots in your mind of all you wish to create and manifest for yourself. Allow your heart to open to feel the emotion aligned with each mental creation. And know that all is well, and there is a powerful force of good, of God, working to help you manifest the energy of your dreams. So where do we go from here in creating our new life on a new earth? We begin inside ourselves. By creating our visions, just like they do on 12th Dimensional Lyra from my book Sunshine Before the Dawn, where the women of Lyra sit together in unity and oneness and mentally create the visions of energy, the pictures of their combined intentions. Visions create opportunities, and opportunities can then be acted on. It's important for all of us right now to realize and remember that we are the creators of our reality. And that we hold the key. And the key to our creation is our intention, our mind, aligned with the emotional energy of that creation, what it is that we want to create. And every day, for the next 21 days, sit for a few minutes with your hands crossed over the upper chest, above the heart chakra. I'm going to code this area in your body shortly, and it represents the soul seat of wisdom. Your connection with the guidance of your higher self, The energy work that we do in a moment will strengthen this connection and make it easier for you to both envision and manifest your greatest joy and open you to better create your soul's highest vision for your personality self. So place your hands crossed over the upper chest, so it's just below the clavicles, but above the heart chakra. Palms down on your chest, and just be and let the energy do the work. Asasa. Now just put your hands palm up. This is about epiphany. It's about joy. The same vibration as in my CD Epiphany. But this enhances and amplifies it. Asasa. Much love and many blessings. Amen.
And what a blessing it is. That's Judy Satori bringing through the essence of the Holy Spirit through what's called light language. Or in the Bible, it's called languages, the tongues of angels. And these words and sounds are energetic activations that actually create a healing within us and that actually bring us to a higher frequency within ourselves as we now step into our role as soul of the divine creators of our own life, understanding that that essence, which is our source, flows through us to do that at all times. Now, listeners, next, as we're in Wave of Fire portion of the show, we are going to bring in our good friend and previous guest on the show, Carlos Valencia, who's a master healer from Colombia, South America. And Carlos is going to have a few words with, again, my husband, Ken, who's actually shared his story last week. And the two of them are talking a bit about this is the pain to gain conversation again, how pain and challenges in life lead to spiritual growth, which leads to also clarity of choice to create something better, and the heart, courage, and power to do just that. Know that when you learn these concepts, any time that you're going through a struggle in your own life, you can instantly turn your thought and understand the gift that's coming from it. The faster you get that, the faster the gifts will come. So join us now as we bring in Carlos. Welcome back. It's the Dr. Leslie Show on WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM.
on TuneIn.com. For those of you who are listening online, listeners, yes, we are in Wave of Fire, and we are joined today by Master Healer from Colombia, South America, Carlos Valencia. Carlos, thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Leslie. It's a pleasure to be here in your show.
It's so good to get your insights, and we're going to just have to get you to drop in from time to time and really show us from the higher perspective, your perspective of what's going on, because it's always so insightful, Carlos. We're excited to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here and happy to be able to, work with you and being able to bring this new wisdom that is coming to Earth.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that. And so speaking of the new wisdom, Carlos, really what I wanted to ask you to shed some light on today was following the conversation last week, my darling Ken shared with us a magnificent story of his unusual life path and the 26 years he spent in prison. And you and I were having a conversation after that about how pain and challenges in life can lead to spiritual growth and clarity of creating something better in our life. Carlos, what are your insights into the highest purpose of pain and what's going on with, you know, things like this showing up in life? Where can we find a gift in it?
Oh, thank you, Dr. Leslie. Well, first of all, Ken, I wanted to congratulate you and I'm so grateful that you had the opportunity to come over and share with all of us your experience and the outcome. And I didn't have the chance to listen to the whole interview, but most part of it. But what I found most interesting is how pain as an instrument that tells us, give us direction of what is going on in our field, give us information of what's going on. And so, through the process of going through life, we started to come to realize that there are certain aspects that create more wisdom within us. I think that after you go through a process of change, sometimes can be very dramatic, those indicators will help you to start kind of like guiding your boat, guiding your life toward the direction that you're supposed to go.
Oh, wow. So since you've spoken to Ken and revealed that, yes, listeners, Ken is also here in the room with us.
I am. Thank you so much for those kind words, Carlos. You know, you really are an inspiration to all of us, and I really have enjoyed the time that I've spent listening to the conversations that you and Leslie had previously on the show. So welcome back. And I appreciate your kind words.
So now that both gentlemen have spoken, I kind of want to be the bridge here. And I heard Carlos mention actually the capacity of moving to wisdom, to higher wisdom through our pain and through our struggles. Do you feel like your time in prison, and the events that took place in your life that led to that led you to higher wisdom? What was your personal experience of that?
Absolutely. I believe that we always have an opportunity to grow when we're faced with adversity. And in prison, it's one of the most dire circumstances that you can imagine. But also from a different perspective, when you think back on all of what your life path has been, the people and the places that you've been and you know, the harm that you've caused and the way that you can right that, it really does lead to growth and change within if you're willing to accept that your life path can be different than it was before you went into prison.
Okay. And then, of course, there is a perspective that says there was never anything wrong to begin with, so to speak, from a soul level. Carlos, what is the reason for having pain and struggles in life as a soul? And, you know, why do we create that?
Yes, Dr. Leslie. Well, the soul is a very interesting thing that the soul does, is that as we take a physical form, an incarnate, we have created a path. And in the event that we deviate from the path, there are certain events that we have programmed that keep us give us that little nudge and then it puts us back into track. In many cases, a good example of that, it would be you might fall ill, then you have to be in bed for 3 or 4 or 5 days, or something will happen that would allow you to remain quiet, stay in one place, and that you will be able to reflect on what's going on in your life. So in many cases, that resistance creates pain, which is basically an indicator of the body telling you, hey, something is going on in here, we need to think about it.
Okay, so you're saying that the body is actually helping with the soul's path by slowing you down when you need to actually contemplate or take a look at something going on in your life?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, there is a lot of, the body itself is such a beautiful instrument, let's put it this way, that it will start sending you different indications, sensations that something is going wrong with you. For instance, when you receive bad news, you feel it on your stomach, that part of the belly, and you feel it like you are about to throw up in some cases. In other cases, basically it will be like an accident that you break a bone, something happened to you, and you have to be in bed.
Okay, and so in other words, if we listen to our body, we'll start receiving and understanding guidance that has to do with something greater than just what's happening in the physical body.
Exactly, exactly. So when the individual starts to recognize that the pain that you're feeling in different parts of your body, there are indications of something is going on within the physical body, and also there are parts of yourself that you will need to change. For instance, many of the cases that we have will be vertigo. Vertigo is a good indication of the body, which is telling you to let go of the sense of control. A lot of people can go into a plane or can go into a car if they are not driving, because otherwise they will get someplace sick. That's an indication of super control. You're over controlling the situations in your life.
Okay, so when the body starts making you perceive dizziness and you're out of control, it's because you're trying too much to control. So it's giving you that. That's beautifully put. Thank you, Carlos. And that's interesting because I heard it once said that vertigo, or that dizziness you see that happens, can be one of the strongest indicators of emotional stress. And maybe we have emotional stress when we're trying to control everything.
Exactly.
Beautiful. So, Carlos, you were making a comment about Ken and his own journey. And, you know, and we'll use him as an example. But what we want to ask is, how do you most specifically move into the gift of what seems to be really difficult circumstances? How do you see that gifts happen for Ken as a soul through his life path of spending such a long time in prison?
Wow. Well, in the past energy, or in the past, when we look at the history and the gurus, and you go to the Himalayas and you hear about the people in South America and the gurus, in the past, a lot of people had to go and take many journeys in order to find their soul path. Now, there is such a growth, there is such an energy that supports such a fast growth with experiences that were happening right now. For instance, in the case of Ken, he mentioned that he had to be secluded for a particular time of his life. He didn't have access to the things that he needed to, and he was forced to be in a place of solace on which he needed to reflect within himself what was going on. And in that moment of solitude, in that moment of quietness, when he was allowed to let go of everything that he thought it was wrong, he was able to come to realize that his gift for life. And it was amazing. So he didn't have to take a big journey and go for 20 or 30 years to different places in the planet. He was able to do it within this experience.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, and so what you're saying then is, I heard you say the word guru a couple of times, that we're not, instead of having to go on some long spiritual journey and be under the teaching and guidance of a guru on the outside, that sometimes we will actually manifest circumstances of pain in our own life and force circumstances that force us to withdraw from the world otherwise, whether you, as you mentioned before, having a broken leg or having a sore back or committing a crime that causes you to be locked up into prison, that you actually manifest the circumstances that eventually can allow you to find your own inner guru and fast forward through your soul's learning and your soul's journey much quicker than if you were trying to get it from the outside in?
From the outside in, exactly. So we're looking for the guru within. That part of you that is the wise part of you that it has all the answers to all the questions that you have. And the game, it becomes basically, I call it a game that makes it sort of exciting, is the ability to be able to listen to those signs and being able to play that game.
Carlos, what a beautiful perspective. Thank you so much for visiting with us today. Thank you for sharing from the higher perspective. So, you know, listeners, if you're getting what I'm getting, I'm coming away from this conversation with a deeper appreciation for the challenges that we manifest in our lives, and the pain that we feel like we're resistant towards is actually opportunity to awaken our own inner guru and access what the Bible says is the Word of God is written on the heart of every man, so that we can go inside of ourselves and find that true guru. Let the Holy Spirit speak from within us to teach us the higher truths of why we're here and all of the wisdom of life itself. Carlos, you are such an insightful being. I thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you, Dr. Leslie. Ken, thank you very much. And remember, all is fine in creation.
Yeah, all is well in creation. And Ken, do you feel like you found that inner guru?
Absolutely.
Tell us what the guru had to say.
The guru taught
yourself, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. The guru told me to seek within and that I would find what I was looking for.
And did you?
Yes, I did.
What was that?
Well, I found my own inner harmony, center, and peace, and I was able to deal with my circumstances in a way that was positive and helpful for everyone around me, and I was able to mentor folks once I had learned that in a way that I think brought good to them as well.
Would you say that your inner guru led you to start living from your heart?
Yes, it did.
It sounds like it's been a blessing to many others, and I know from firsthand experience that it has been, and to my own life. So, gentlemen, blessings to you both. Thank you for being with us today. We're just going to take a brief break. That's right. What's love got to do with it? Listeners, next week and the week after, we are going to go into, we're moving from what's food got to do with it to what's love got to do with it. Love is one of the very, very key essential steps to being able to step into manifesting your soul's highest life. And love is also tied into the teachings of Mary Magdalene. So the next question is, what's Mary Magdalene got to do with it? And what's Mary Magdalene got to do with Eve coming soon?